Channel 2 Riot in the beginning of the visit with Patterson, and then with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday, the 4th of July, 72. Channel 2 Riot and the beginning of the visit with Patterson, and then with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday afternoon, late the 4th of July, 72. Channel 2 Riot and the beginning of the visit with Patterson, and then with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday afternoon, late the 4th of July, 72.
About 6 miles from where that horse was tied. At the end of that hole, if I can hold on to Jesus, remember that whole side out there?
45?
Yeah. 45. Not too late from when I ain't there. It's been three minutes, about that long. Bowl about like my same song, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on to the spot. It's a rare little bit, though. You hold it like that. It's good. It's time you be like that. Leave it.
Well,
I can shoot them pretty good.
Yeah,
me, I can't do that. Yeah. I can shoot that
rather,
the best
I could ever do,
pass the bullet,
if I get that tree.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that ain't no way to talk.
No, I know it ain't.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about that tractor? You kill a man from that tractor.
Yeah.
Kill a man
dead from
that
tractor. Well, that's about my
part. In that car, you see one in that car.
Oh, yeah. But that's out of my range. I couldn't.
You can take that rifle.
Or you can take that rifle and knock a bird off that straw fence over yonder. I never saw anything like it.
Why
don't you get a little smoke?
Oh, yeah, they get a smoke. Yeah, they get a smoke. You add them up to it. I don't see that.
Why, it's just physical. How far you can shoot that thing.
With a rifle, I don't see that. Yeah. That nigga him.
You know, they was plenty of them things lying around, and the fly people didn't even want to worry with them.
Sure didn't, huh?
Well,
we had our big fly people, big old place, so big. Mm-hmm. Them boys didn't want to fool them things. Had to take what's from every day, you know, to. How much they go to give them, got to see what they got, this thing, down to the spoons, all that kind of, everything, and they got this thing, got to ride them roads,
yeah.
Inventory.
But after it's all over, they didn't give it there.
Didn't kill them back.
Right.
Somebody going to take the gun out there, doesn't know what happened to them, so somebody just got it.
All they want is to go home.
You take that first inventory about twice, that's all there. Yeah. Well, you knew he'd be taking on that pretty close out there about this week, but I'd have nothing about next week. About 2-3 months, he'd be back and back. He ain't taking on anything. He's gonna move out there.
You see, Passion, you got the drop on me. I was flat broke when that CC come along, and I was dirty. I had muscle.
I had muscle too.
And
I was a better man than I am now. I was a better man than I was done. Because I wasn't big as he was then. I was about big as I wasn't big. I was tall. Got a nice neck. But now I take that.
And they wouldn't look at me. I remember one of my neighbors, the old Squire Tucker, he was the head man on the board down the county.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there and I was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I wasn't quite poor enough.
Mm-hmm.
I was flat broke, didn't have any money, nothing to do.
And then you.
But I couldn't get on.
That's when I went to the CC camp.
Yeah.
I didn't go, but it was supposed to just stay there for a year, but I liked it good. I signed up for another. I was flying all over Jacksonville, all over the South, every day. I'm asking,
you didn't get nothing out of it. But let me tell you, they give you some
food.
It's plain.
Clothes.
They feed you on fish.
Shoes. You get different. I haul the food from Jacksonville. Every Thursday we got to Jacksonville. A truckload of food every day.
Yeah.
Every Thursday we go to Jacksonville. Back down the warehouse, I'm hearing about that road out there. You back down the warehouse, if he's sitting on top, when you get this back down to the low end, you chunk right over the side, folks.
That's
right. Chunk right over the side, folks.
Yeah.
I done
that. They fed you.
We had all the different food, everything.
But they fed you on 7 cents a day.
I like it, dude.
And you eat plenty, didn't you?
I had a plenty. Just throw it away, man. Them bales come up there, you see them bales. Get the people hold it.
And all
gut them for people hold.
All that cost them was 30 cents a day.
Well, that's right. We were a ton of food.
Yeah.
I go dress up in blue dinting clothes every day.
That's right.
I drive them trucks every day. I just drive the bulldozer. Took them off of that and put them on the truck. Come off the truck, put them in the shop.
Awesome.
Where else you going to put them?
That's right. you could sit down there, then that mess.
Sit down, sure. Lord have mercy. Sit down so much I get sick and tired of it. I got, and when it rains, it didn't rain the other day. It's like I'm sitting there and they call it, blow the bugle home. Fire. You gotta get out and get them to crank them. You got it.
You go in the mess hole there, you see, and
yeah.
Sit down, they bring it to you?
6 over 15.
Yeah.
You walk around and get out of food and sit down in the mess hole.
Yeah.
Sit down in the table, that's what you do.
Oh, you go up there and all that food?
Yeah, walk around the food, have a mess thing. Man, them boys, one time I had a fight right after the mess hole. Shoot, I fight around, he put something in my plate. When you had a fight right after the mess, I turn that table over. I ain't just need to turn that table up. So now I don't start doing that day.
Yeah.
I turn that table over and start and come back. He's doing fine. Like the way he put his thing in my own leg. Yeah. Turn that table over. I ain't just need to fight. Yeah, he did that. And he came to me out that evening, dig a hole. He come on and spit and cover up that stone and cut a hole. That's what I did. Dig it around my neck. The other boy got mad at me because I didn't say that. They came over to the motor pool to get a truck. And I didn't have to dig my over there. He got mad and he cussed me. I said, you cuss me, I'm going to just to get you again. You cuss me. He told me, so-and-so. I said, my mother was coming by my mother. My mother's baby. I jumped right on top of him again.
Yeah.
He come and got me.
They'll
get you. They'll whoop you.
Yeah.
They'll whoop a grown man. They don't care about you. You ain't no more man. When you go to them kind of army and the streets, you ain't no more man. They'll get you. They don't care about you. They don't care a thing about you. Not nothing about you. Just throw you out there. They don't care about you. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's better than all this little old life treatment. They treat you like a man, you know.
That's right. You ain't no man in this. You ain't no man in this. You ain't no man in this. You ain't nobody, you ain't no man. You bet you won't wear your hair long like these boys do now. They'll cut their hair off.
Yeah.
They'll cut their hair off.
Oh, they're
going to
cut it off.
They'll cut their hair off. Because I done seen when them boys come in, we heard about 50 of them coming one time. Boys cut their hair. They have to pay for it. But they got to get their hair cut off.
Yes,
got to get their hair cut off. You ain't grinding that mess over there.
Hey, it's going to mess long.
You don't mess long. You ain't grinding that mess over there long. I ain't just. When they say all they going to have all. Boy, this is Sam Kenton, that man, when was at a start in Alabama. Boy, that man a cuss you about that high limit. That man a cuss you where you sit. You should study that. Sam Kenton. That man about look like about that high.
Yeah.
But he was trouble. I just stand there because he messed up all around my neck. Study that, see? I thought everybody could look down that line. You can see them shoes shine, them necktie on them. Y'all want to keep like clothes on you. You can't even breathe. I stand up so straight with my back hurting me. I can't draw a breath. Them cats on the right face. I can see that thing. Left face. See, 2 years and 3 months. I ain't going to say for years. I'm going home. See, I let that thing go where I wasn't doing that. I ain't kidding about that. Eating the clinic. Going to town every day. I used to go up and check them boys' good. The boys got mad and shot. Can you tell you one thing? You shoot at me, you won't. I know something. You don't hit me. You don't kill me. I know something. I ain't joking.
Well,
I'm not sure about them boys.
Let me tell you, you know, up there at the mountain, sit down there. I got several things to say.
Okay.
Up there at the mountain, I was working around up there.
Mm-hmm.
They had all them beers all up in there, up in East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'd get up there around meal time,
mm-hmm.
and I'd go around and start talking to somebody, and I'd just walk on in with them.
Oh, sure, you could do that.
And you know what? I used to think, well, God darn, why can't I be in this old beer?
Sure. That's right.
But they wouldn't look at me.
No, they didn't do something. I found up in Virginia. That place could. He went up there and he didn't go with me. I'm going. You don't want to go. You're on the mound. I went to get him and signed up. He wouldn't say, I ain't going. He said, when are we going to the railroad? Come on, come on, look at mine. Now he cooked everything. He cooked now.
You never cooked?
No, I never cooked. I didn't go in there, but I drove a truck. Joe Chuck pieces, Joe Bullock.
Well, now, you get hungry now if it's up to you.
That's right. That's
right. All you can
it
do
is there.
All you can do is go in the back of the grocery store and get something.
Get anything I want to eat back there. I'd go in there and mess up. I thought I'm a home cook. Go sit down and say, if nobody never me, I go sit down and eat. I come on a Friday, on a Friday, Saturday evening. Everybody be going in town. I scared them. We had one truck that killed a boy's town. I had a shit, I got my shit. I don't got on the dog. And we had a dog. Yeah. And three trucks going to town. We had 350 of us in the street.
Yeah.
Make a town. She got two guys on my truck, dog. I don't want to drive out with dogs and things. I'm going to my truck to shine. Kept them going to shine. Didn't allow them to get on nothing. I'm going to get them shine all the time.
Yeah.
I never get that truck. That truck had a spare right on the right hand side, 2 years for you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm driving the street. 2 years for you. She was blue looking. So I kept that thing. Man, had to keep it down there. Stand and spake it.
Yeah.
I got to keep that up. That lieutenant coming out in that. Lieutenant Sergeant. Some walking around. I was truckers on the line, got the line of some truck up.
Oh.
You sure is. Got to keep themselves freaking stand. Keep them out, watch them all. And keep them freaking stand.
You were in a different outfit from them I saw. So them I saw, they didn't seem to care much.
Just leave me up there, though. From the feeling. Yeah, man, I left all this. Some people come out and spit their food every day. Then you yeah, different food you eat every day.
Well, look at this, I'm going to tell you what you didn't realize how good you had it then.
Mm-mm.
You see, you had a roof over your head.
Every night.
And you had
a man to watch over every night.
That's right.
Had a man to watch over every night.
Yeah.
That man took a 45-year machine out here before I took one.
That's right.
You go to sleep, you had a certain time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Sure. 8 o'clock, we had to get in that bed, and when that was a blow, we had to get in that bed.
Well, now, when you got out of CC, that bothered you. See, when you got home, you see,
that's true.
You missed all that.
That's true. I didn't want to stay around here then when I come back in.
Yeah.
That's when all the boys leave him. They come back in to be down so long, they don't get
gone. Yeah. You see, that's better. You eat better than you did at home.
That's right. That's right.
And more regular than it was at home.
You want to get that food. All you got to do is beat it. You got to beat it. You don't be no old there, WL neither.
Yeah.
You can beat it. They got something for you. If you don't beat it, they tell you out there, need to cut a tree down. You're going to cut that tree down. Every evening you come in, they're going to call your name out there. When you walk in that door, call you by your name.
Yeah.
Call you by your last name. Call me Patterson. Call you by everybody by the last name. They'll call you first name. So and so step out the line. And Sergeant said, I had a little sergeant that was about that high. I said, I was a mean knocker.
Yeah.
I'm a baby. Yeah, come Tennessee.
Well, and you see, you had your barber.
Yeah, he had a barber. Yeah, sure.
And he didn't take all morning to cut hair, did he?
He cut your hair. Don't make him about that job. He cut your hair.
Yeah.
That's what he cut your hair.
You know, I don't know. I'd like to be back there and find it. But I'd say that the haircuts I got was 5 minutes.
And then you cut that hair. If you're lagging the milk.
And look just as good as it does.
Good.
Now, get this weaver in here.
Rick.
Gunnett, how does it look out there?
Look all right. I mean, you ask anybody. I ain't going to see no ass ass in. That sucker dragged that goddamn fly for that movie. Right? I'm telling you about that done deep. And them good flowers and them good points on it. Take that down and clean that moon grave. I need another coat on that back there. But that's something. It's cut. I need one more coat.
I
lost
one.
That little clip off there.
I got one here.
Okay, well, I see you figure out. I got another coat, but come let me show you. I'm about to go to hell. I'm going to show you.
Wait just a minute.
I got to get that
Miss stuff. Weaver!
Get that thing on there.
I
lost that little piece of gold through that thing.
Yeah.
And what to hold that coat up, that thing up. I got to have a big nail to go through to hold that stick on that big nail.
Yeah. Well, you got plenty of stuff down at your house.
No, I ain't got one of them little things back there.
Well, we go out here and see what I got.
Okay. I need one of them. I lost it too.
Rick, Mr. Weaver, sit down there at the end.
Howdy, how are y'all?
Sit down there at the end.
Come on,
Mr. Weaver. Come over here, Rick. Miss, How did it look out there, Rick? Sit down there, Mr. Weaver.
Nice, it's a little dusty now.
All
that. Some of that we got out in there is a little bit dusty.
It got a little better, a little more. I wish it was raining. It's dry.
Dry in there now?
You mean it's dry now?
Yes, ma'am.
You look like the but.
With clay, man, you know that clay, I pulled a little sleepy clip last night, but that long. You didn't hear that track that's off in there? Tighten up on that thing.
Oh, I heard
but,
it.
You heard it, then?
Yeah.
It's like you heard that through that clay, so no sleepy clay, long as I am, a long medium. All that clay. If I didn't have them good points on, they wouldn't do nothing out there.
Is that right?
Dry.
Mm. What's those points on?
Yeah, God. I had to put them on me. Them brand new points I put on it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, now they tell me you don't need new points. You take your old ones and just put a little welding on the end of them. But I don't think that's so.
That thing won't hurt. Don't let it go long. I paid $4 a piece for them points yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
About a fake place, you got.
Put that on the
tractor? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, now, that'll...
It's taking it.
That'll lighten up on your motor.
I knew it cut too, but I won't make a coast on the back.
Yeah.
And it'll cut that guy, but that front one, that's going, that thing run right on the axle. I got that front one really right down on the dirt. That nut. It couldn't about that deep in that ground.
Yeah.
Some places hit that hard spot, that plow, jump out that ground almost.
I've seen it do it.
Yeah, jump out that ground. I can look back on that, so you can hit that plow. Jumping out that ground. That's why it take hold again, drop back down. I showed that sucker about to the last spot, that one in my right behind me.
Yeah.
I got the other side, and I said, I had a rock on that. I had a rock on that seat, and it hold it down in the ground.
Yeah. Well, now, you know what? Yeah. You know, when you got something like you need that a fella ought to let up and not keep it going at a disadvantage. You know, don't oughtn't it.
That's right.
Well, now, I won't do that. I'll mess along, you see, and kill a lot of time.
No, I don't. You did not cut some ground out there?
Oh, you cut some.
I cut some ground. I didn't play that thing. I caught that stuff and let it spin. Went right around you. And they asked somebody, did it run the pool out there? That's what they didn't run the pool.
Yeah, that needle was shot down the green.
That's all the time.
Oh, it stayed
there. That sucker, every time hit one of them bad, the moves that place from here out on, that sucker, see that smoke flying out that top. It didn't even stumble. I said, they ain't going to tighten on it.
Did you ever see the moose any thicker than that?
I never seen the moose. I said, I'm going to come out and I walked across there, got an after. I took that thing up there. I said, great God, the moose is great. I said, what you going to plan out there?
I don't know. Bermuda.
I asked him, I'm going to ask you, what you going to play out there? That's what I'm going to make. It'll make something, because I know going to have a record. Anytime you see Bermuda grass growing something,
let me tell you what. That is up there on the top of that hill. I don't know what in the world it is, but I used to never have fertilizers up there.
Good grass.
And it would make that head grass. It grows fast. Cows couldn't eat it.
That's right. I tell you what, it'd make good cabbage out there.
Well, listen, did you know
it? You know it would.
It'd make good cabbage out there. Beans, too, if you ever get them in the ground when it's wet, it's all right. But still, it's dry.
It must hold moisture up there.
That moose grass.
Clay holds moisture much better than sand.
That's right.
But it's got, it's
sweet
not.
Sweet potatoes will make it.
Ooh, I reckon it will.
I pulled off a piece of clay off that plow. That's why I wasn't getting the ground. I thought the man that plow ain't turning. That was front plow. I got on and backed that thing up, man. A piece of hunk clay over here about that long on that coat, on that wing.
Yeah.
Shoot, that thing you'd have left out. I pushed the plow up in the ground. I had about that far to the last.
Mm-hmm.
And if just run out of on the point on one, that stuff could get one through there. I backed that song gun up there and took my hand and got that clear and pulled that plow back. That stuff could throw it up there. The whole other done going down.
Mr. Weaver, let me tell you, you haven't seen him plow.
I haven't seen him plow, but I've seen him cut with a cutaway hard, and he can really do that. Now, he can really carry it. Now, I'm not kidding you. I'm not saying because he's sitting there, but I've seen him.
Well, I never saw anything like him.
Well,
the way he cuts with that cutaway hair, I never saw anything like it.
Well, he goes on and... Listen, if you go fast, you get something started and going, he'll go on faster and go on through it better than if you start.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I think my old tractor is better than his.
Well, it may be, but...
But I don't know. But his will outpull mine, and it'll just walk off and leave me, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that old cutaway hair?
He's a good mechanic. He knows how to keep it up. Have you ever saw that?
You know what he's telling me?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him
Patterson. I set my points different than anybody else. I mean, slugs on my car.
Listen, I did too. When I farmed and I plowed, I set mine as easy to get in the meter and as easy to get on the south too. And you pull. And you, put out 13 and 1400 pound mule that he logged with. And he work with me to get him to plant some cotton, run a planter, and to put the fertilizer in. But I had my mule claims that, you know, I knew how to operate this, and I was going to lend it to him. He said, no, he said, I'll take these two of this pair of mule and cut land if you bring that planter and plant my cotton for him. I said,
well, now, Mr. Wheeler, you know what he does? It ain't in the book. You see, you can't learn these things by reading the book.
No, you can't learn what I do.
No, you can't. A lot of things. Yeah, go ahead. That's right.
Where I set my plug, I set my plug at dime.
Mm-hmm.
And I set my points. I set my plug. We got feeler gauge too, but I don't need no feeler gauge. Now then, if you take your car to the shop, they set them things with the feeler gauge.
Yeah, but that may a feeler gauge may not be right for what you're going to plow.
That's
too.
What I mean.
You don't get the speed.
He makes
them spark jump.
Oh, yeah, when you do that, they make it jump a long way. I jig a dime. I jig a dime.
That's why I said, where's the dime? He's right.
That's
I've
right.
done that too on cars.
I took that dime.
Now, a dime's pretty good size, you see.
Take that dime and jug it between there.
Yeah.
Right, let me show you something. Wait till I come back.
I need to see me show you
something. Okay.
Listen, I use a dime on filing cross-cut saws. If I'm cutting fine things.
Yeah.
I cut my drags the width of a dime. I set my drag set. A width of a dime and put it on the piece to be shorter than the piece is.
Yeah.
It's just all pine lumber. And boy, it'll get, you don't have to buy it down. It'll just go right on to it. And all you do is just keep one pull and walk back and forth and saw it. And my grandfather taught me that. Man, you know he's a little bit older than I was.
it went way back.
Huh? It went way back, John.
Well, let's see what
he
got.
See this plug here. I keep the mason plug. He's fired up. See
that? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you set your car right now.
I do. That's what I do my car.
I do mine too.
See, it runs more faster, see?
Look at that.
Jump that fire well.
God almighty, look at that.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah.
See, he's on gas too.
That's just right.
He's on gas.
It won't burn up and it won't.
He's on gas.
It always hit.
Oh, got to hit.
Let me show you another thing. You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the knife blade and learn. Just, you see, it tapers a little bit. I pull it right in here. I said I took mine out the other day when they're telling me everything is wrong. And see, just like you want to. That's the way I said mine. Just exactly where you said it.
Well, that blade there.
On your car?
On my car, even. Yeah, if you get them too much, they'll burn up pretty quick. If you get them too far, they don't.
It don't make your car like it flutters when you points too close.
And you move
when them plugs too close. See when you run that dime through there.
Yeah.
See that car? If you knock them down close, when your car look like it's flooding out, it's smothering. See?
Yeah.
Smothering. Don't get the speed. You mess on the gas, it's holding back.
While
your plugs don't be open enough to wait and kick the fire, you suck up the gas.
Yeah.
You flood it out all the time.
It's got to have.
That's where that go.
It has to go. See,
I don't set my points that way.
But you
open your plug. Set the your points closed and open your plugs up.
Didn't learn that from your granddaddy.
No, I learned that by experience. I got off and had nobody off and
I've been
wrong.
Trying to find out in Patterson where he learned it.
Well,
he just figured it out.
He learned it himself. That's the way I did this.
He just learned it a little at a time, though.
Everybody does that. You don't learn all at one time. You got to try.
I learned that way back in 1923.
Well, I was
thinking 35 back then.
We didn't have mechanics, and you had to do that on the team.
Absolutely.
I've done that on T&A model.
Let me tell you. Now, you hold up a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Patterson, you know what you said about getting your hair cut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you had to have your hair cut in the season camp.
Yeah.
They'd cut that hair.
Yeah.
No joke about
but
that.
But I'm talking about, you said the other day you had to go to Mechanoka to get your hair cut. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, well, I didn't know there's any place over there. Well, you said
good
you
place.
Went over there.
Yeah,
now, you hold up a minute. You said you went over there, mm-hmm. over there west Mechanoka. And I said, I still haven't heard about that. Well, you said you had a friend over there.
Yeah.
Well, I said, Patterson, you won't get in jail, and so is he.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you wait a minute. Now, he got something, Mr. Weaver, you don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he know about it, too.
You don't know about that.
I think he do.
Well, you tell him.
He ain't got to, he already know.
You know what
he
said?
He stay up there. I stay down there, right down the road there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, tell him about it.
He knew a little boy around there cut hair around there. He's been there for years and years.
Made him cutting
it. Years and years.
But he says as long as you're outdoors and the
sure, open. Sure, as long as you're out on the ground, you don't need no license to cut no hair on the ground. If you get inside the house, you got to have your license.
Well, if you run it with a barber chair and house pet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And if you're charged.
Well, now, you see, who went to the judge?
Some of them went to the judge. I knew it had to go to the judge.
They went up there to find out.
That's what I'm talking about. They had to go to the judge. Because he wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, you know the boy he's talking about?
Yeah, I know him. No, two, three, three, four of the colored boys cut tied up.
Yeah.
Three,
four. I don't know him, yeah.
Bobby
you
know, Bradley.
See, you stay up there, see?
Yeah.
You stay up there.
And
let me tell you, did you hear what he said was getting after him over there?
Yeah, he told me about it.
I'm going to kill him if I see him walking out. He can run shoot him if he don't find him. I'm going to shoot him.
Well, they are slick things.
They're slick as glass.
And did you know they'll trail you?
Yeah, they'll smell your track.
Yes, sir. I
smell
had one
to
trail me one day.
Yeah, they'll do it.
And they're as long as 10, 11, and 12, and 13 feet long from
mm-hmm.
tail to end.
That's right.
Oh, don't tell me.
And boy, if they want to, they can pull one of your big cows down and kill them.
Get him, sure. Mm-hmm.
But they usually get about a 500 or 600 pound yearling.
That's right.
Trying to pick on them.
That's right.
And there are a lot of them here. My dogs are running.
You mean they're still back in there?
Yes, sir. They're
well,
on in here, come right across in here, all in here, and back across the sticks, coming
right.
out on over here. You know, over here in Price's Scrub, the other side of Beaver Rogers' place,
mm-hmm.
back at Richland Ranch.
That's right.
I've heard them squall in there, and one morning I turned my dog loose, mm-hmm. up there from out there to Mechanopia, and so I was driving on down the county line, then going on to drive up the Horn place
right.
there, and parked my truck, you know. My dog struck. And as soon as I got up there and parked the truck, I heard of my barking like they're scared to death.
Yeah.
So I jumped out.
Let me tell you, Miss Weaver, you're going to get off on that. And Patterson's a worried man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, what do we want to get? Look out there and see what? You need a little cover to hold your cover
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I'm
going
to
have
to
get this
on the side of the camera. Okay.
Well, you know, looks like we're going to get a little rain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Clay, I just tighten up. It didn't slow down. You just keep right on going. Then he come through that clay, see, and he hit that dry.
See, he's used to it. He knows how much speed, more speed to give it to make it keep going through it. After you practice and learn it, it's easier on you.
Uh-huh.
I've never run a tractor myself, but I've run cars and trucks.
Sit on there. Hit a little after, and I don't care. It'll reach you. It'll keep you. You want some water?
No, thank you. I wouldn't care for a thing. I just...
Can you feel that?
Yeah, that's just about right. I just don't need too much, but just enough to keep it from being cool.
That poison oak you've got, I don't give me any poison oak. I have had poison oak so many times.
Nobody ain't ever had it, can't sympathize with a man that's got it.
Oh, no.
You know that?
No.
Ooh, it's rough. Now, there's three of us in the family would get if we ever got around it. And I happen to be one of them. And I've always worked around where I've always been everywhere I've worked around the places that I've always run into. And there weren't but three of us in the family and the rest of them. Now my brother up there, my daddy just rubbed it all over the cell right away and never had a bit of effect on it.
Not a thing.
And it eats me up. I stayed in bed 2 weeks at a time.
Oh.
It'd get all over me, you see. I'd be out working, just wouldn't quit and go on to work. But
oh, you'd get down right in it.
No, I didn't lie down in it. I just happened to touch it every time you get on your hand to touch you, it'll break you out of what you didn't touch.
And then you rub it on yourself.
Yeah. You don't mean
to. You get
on
your hand and rub your face.
Yeah. It's been in my eyes. It gets on my eyes. Been in this. Now it's clearing up a little bit. And nothing you can do with your eyes, but just let it ache.
Oh.
And it just eats me up. Ever since Friday, I haven't done a thing. I had a lot of work around the house. I was going to sugar, cleaned up and done, and mowed the yards again. That grass is growing so fast this year, I was mowed every week. And I mowed it last week, and it needed just as bad this week as it did last week, except it's fine now.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Weaver, this grass out here in the field, I have mowed that 2 or 3 times, and it's so high now I can't walk through it.
Yeah.
That's that behead grass.
Yeah.
We got a grass season, haven't we?
Yeah, it is. Rain. We had more rain, you see.
Yeah.
See, we've had so much more rain, you see. Now, if it quit raining about up 2 weeks, I'd mow my yard and get by with it.
There's no telling what sort of growth we'd have around here if we'd get a rain. What is it?
Oh, it's all right.
How do you get relief from that stuff?
Wait. From this?
Yeah.
I put, wash it off with, I'll go ahead and wash it off as best I can before I, when just as soon as I quit, if I'm around it, go do that before it can get to me and pull those clothes off.
Yeah.
If you'll do that and pull those clothes and shoes off and don't bother them for several days, then it won't bother you.
Yeah.
So that the other day I'd been getting by all this spring, you know. It hadn't been bad on me, you see. And I'd been going ahead and every time, just as soon as I did, I'd go ahead and go around out where I had kerosene and wash that. In those tubs, you know, behind the house that kill mosquitoes. I just go ahead and stick my hands down in that first thing, let that casein get on there, then take and wash it all off with soap then, and then I go with the alcohol. And if it ever goes stinging, I just rub a little Vaseline to make the soap stick and put it on that. I'd kill it right then. But if I go a day or two.
Yes, that's it.
When I go a day or two.
That is it. If you get it when you come in, you're all right.
Yeah, you get by with it. I've been doing it all times the other day, and I said, well, you know what, so it must not be bad this year, like, but last year I couldn't go nowhere around out there. You know, enough time you come up and mow for me?
Yeah.
And I'd walk out there, I'd get it in the air.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I got it in the air. Things like that. Well, I was running, pushing it a little more, and I was hot, and you know what? I just opened the pores and skin up.
Yeah.
Just got right in there. And it is just eating me up.
Well, now, when it starts eating you up, how do you get relief from it then?
Oh, well, when it stops eating on you, then you get relief, even if it ain't certainly well.
Well, that's what I mean. Whenever it's in bad shape, how do you get relief from it?
Well, the best thing to do is just take a little Vaseline or rub or wash it off with alcohol. Take a little Vaseline to make the salt and stick. Then there must be something in Vaseline. You know, doctors always use that for a lot of cuts. And it's the cheapest thing that you can buy.
That's the truth.
And you just put enough to make the salt and stick good. You got to make the salt and stick on there. He covers it up and keeps the air off from it and smothers it out somewhere or another.
Well, sir, I never thought of that.
Well, it does. And it'll stay on better than anything else.
Yeah.
Dry sulfur. And you know, sulfur is a good thing. I know one of my brother-in-laws, I didn't know that, but I never heard of that being used for a laxative and a purgative. Take a teaspoonful of sulfur and drink it down with water, and you go to the bathroom in a little bit. And my brother-in-law gave his boy that one day, and that's about all they ever give him. Well, in the spring and in the fall in North Alabama. And they use sulfur. I never heard of it. And I'm not kidding you, the boy just got all right, right quick, you know. What I'll give, I'll put salt and stuff in my dogs. Well, that's the way they experiment at the university, own dogs for to give to people.
Yeah.
And you see, that's what they get those dogs and cats and animals up our forest, experiment, see if that work on them.
Yeah.
Then they can figure out how much a person can stand up.
Yeah.
Then when they try it on a person, they may not give the full dose. See, some can take more than others can.
Yeah.
It's just like I can do this. This morning I got up and I took a car out to buy a soul study last night. That's just to work a little on my liver and on the bile in the liver to make it flow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little sluggish, and the x-ray showed up back in the 20s. I had gallbladder trouble, and I've always had to treat a little bit. Well, you can't, it's not good to take near what the direction says to take. Not for me now, I'm speaking for myself. You'll have to, if you're to take it, you'll have to take it, be your own judge about that. You got to be your own doctor with medicine, even a doctor gives it to you, and tell him what results it have a certain amount that you take.
Yeah, you got to tell him.
You got to tell him what, you got to tell him so he'll know what to do. He ain't tired of seeing, he can't feel it.
Yeah.
And you'll notice the doctor will ask you all these questions, you know, you've got to answer them and take a record of that, you see. Then they'll watch you and how you, and they ask you when you come back in how you feel, and you tell them, and they'll take your temperature. And
but now, let me get this straight, Mr. Weaver. When that poison note gets ahead of you, you see.
Well, he's good.
What you do is you that sulfur.
Yeah.
And then you put the Vaseline on that to hold the sulfur.
Yeah. Yeah.
That keeps the itch out.
And it killed it. He'll dry it up. It will dry it up. If you can get the dry salt, you can get the sulfur to go on without it. You don't have to, but it sticks and does much better.
Oh, yeah.
And easier done.
Yeah.
And faster.
What you're getting on that poison oak, see, you get those blisters.
Yeah.
And you've got to get
those when, if you can get them without dry sulfur and cover them up before, when they leave bit of pearls, it's all right.
Yeah.
There's one that big on my leg I'd let it go so far, and it's etching right there. And I busted that and opened my eyes one last night. Then I had paper towels and I rubbed it off. And I had my alcohol and I rubbed that all off.
Yeah.
And he was giving me fits right down in. I don't know how it looked, but it's not hurting me now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it, but I mean, yesterday and the day before, last two or three days, I couldn't be still for it. I don't know. I put on white socks today, and you just look where the sulfur slipped loose and how it looked, and you can tell.
Good Lord, help us.
Now
look
at that.
Good Lord, help us. Oh, man, alive.
And that's good what it was. It was a big blister and way up down before. and go
and you got it right there where it rubs, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah.
You can't walk, but what?
Well, I rolled my britches up till I came and started down here.
Well, you ought to leave them up.
Well, I got the socks on and they're protecting that. I went and got me, hunted up me an old pair of white socks and put on.
Yeah.
And that's to hold the sulfur. See, the sulfur will get into the socks. And that'll keep it there when it's pulled back up over. That has to put it up on you.
I know, but it'll rub.
Well, if something's going to rub it off anyway if you don't put it there.
Well, I know, but
if you could, but you don't want to rub it up too much with medicine and that's too tight.
No.
And that's the reason I just use white socks. Now it's getting wet, don't make any difference. But if you can keep that not. See, I just lay around all day yesterday and day before. Yeah,
that's what does it.
And doctored it. Every little bit I'd go and he'd give me so much fit I'd doctor it.
Yeah.
About every hour or two.
Yeah.
But
now you keep that sulfur on hand for your dog.
Oh, I keep it for myself too, me and my dogs, all the time.
Yeah.
I keep a bunch. And I take out that on my vegetables and spank around and keep them sexed off too.
Oh?
Yes, sir. I use that instead of corn. Trying to keep it like that. Of course, now, that may not work on everybody else like it does me.
You mean put a little sulfur around your plants?
Around your plants and let it up on your leaves and around them in the buds when they come up too. And let it spray, and it'll go down, and it'll keep shaking off down on the ground. And they come this way. See, they got to come here and come up if they can't crawl from leaf to leaf. Worms have. But these flying insects will be all over everywhere. And you know what? So I use sulfur. Just go and get the, it's high price, but you don't dust with it very little. Just shake it and make it dust out. And I use malathion to keep the fleas down around the place there. 5% malathion, I keep that and keep in my dog house.
Well, how do you, you've got plenty of Vaseline?
Got plenty. Not too much. I've got a bottle, a pack of four I just bought not long ago, about like that.
Oh, that's a waste of time to buy it, that little bunch. Yeah, I got one out there.
Well, you get big quantities, and I guess you buy it wholesale, don't you? Yeah, now that's the way to buy it.
Well, I'll take that with you.
But in these stores, I can't hardly find it like that. Right?
Well,
now.
I can.
And if I'd go to Gainesville, I'd buy it that way. If I'm up by the place where I always buy the largest they have anywhere I buy.
Well, I got a dozen of them out there. That's size.
You have. Well, you know that's good for a lot of things.
Well, you take that and I'll go out there and give you another one.
Well, this be all right for a while because I don't have to use it too often. Now, I've got Leo worked up there, Mary Leo, she worked up there in the hospital, and she brought me some of those barrels, and there's a lot of in there, and I took that out.
Yeah.
But they hadn't took care of it, and it was kind of dry. It was let it sit there so long.
Yeah.
It's not like new.
Yeah. No.
And you have to be careful and putting it on anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't fool with that.
And I didn't use it. I had lots of it, but I got one or two of it. Was left in there and I cleaned it out, you know.
Well,
saved
now
it.
You see, we've got something else for free. This didn't cost us the same, Mr. Weaver. That sulfur, I never dreamed of it. But I tell you one
sulfur,
thing.
Sulfur now on that cow and Vaseline on that cow would is good to keep if it ain't too bad.
Yeah.
But then after you put that, take the salt. Now, if I could have been here and you, and of course I couldn't get down. I can't stoop down like you did there. See, most all the time I don't tell everybody, but I have to wear a belt around me here, right around here. I'm sitting with hernia, and my stomach wants to go down, and when I go up and down, you'll see me. You won't never see me stoop. I can't do that. It happened a long time.
Is that right?
I have to do this way.
Oh,
and keep my stomach straight.
Down on one knee like that.
Well,
I can't bend over and do it.
Well, you could have done that behind the old cow. See,
yeah, but listen, see if I've been in about the last 4 months. You know what, so I couldn't pick up. You remember how much I was telling you about.
He prescribed the finest remedies for that old cow. But I had to fly them, I had to get my head down there
listen,
between that cow and leg.
See, he's a professor up at the university, and I'm a professor not the way he
is. That was a foot.
Well, listen, that's the way he learned by me showing him how to tell him how to do it. If I hadn't been here, I told him he wouldn't know how to do that. I told him. Well, I knew I couldn't be stooped down. I couldn't dodge the cow if she moved. I couldn't. I just had to took it. And another thing about that, if the cow is used to you, she lets you do and not move.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and a stranger, she'll move 9 out of 10, 3 times as much.
Oh,
and some of them won't let a stranger touch them.
These will. They like strangers, Mr. Weaver. Any time you feel like.
Hello. I thought I had one. I'll tell you a little joke about me now. One time, this ain't a joke, it's the truth, but I tell it like a joke. It's too good on me. I bought a cave out here at Flemington, and I let it up in my truck and never been handling it live, and it just stood and looked like the same track, and I'd look back through the window and see how I was right, and if it moved a lot about the stock market, I didn't see it. It just stood there just like it is gold there. And I'd look back over there, but I always check back on the cattle and hauling them when I was hauling cattle, you know. And He stood down and got up there, and the people come around now, such a fine fat cat, there's noticing it. And that's what I'd take for it. I said, I'm going to let it run through the market. You open bid on it. I said, I've already checked it in. I wouldn't want to sell it now after I've checked it in. And I said, if I did, I'd go around and pay my fee. You know, I always done that. It's not right to do that, and then they can make you do it. But it's not right, and I'd always say, well, if I sell to you, wait and let me go around there and see if it's all right. Instead, I'll just pay them for selling it just like it did went through the rain.
Yeah.
And they'd tell me to go ahead then. And if you didn't, if you don't, you're supposed to be right on anything like that. And then if you make a mite at you, they wouldn't try to sell you stock and help you.
Yeah.
And it isn't right, no way to do things like that.
Yeah.
So that I sold a few that way, and I didn't care whether to run to or not. Fellas, what the fellas offered me, I just told them, went around and told them I'd sold so many calves, the cows, to a man out there on the yard. And I said, how much is it? And they'd pick it up, and I'd pay them myself. I told the man I sold to, I said. He said, go ahead, says, well, I won't tell him. I said, yeah, but that ain't right. I said, you get by a while, but sooner or later, it costs you more money and you get out of it. So that
well, now, let me see. This calf you got out here in Flemington?
I was trying to get over that. It's such a good joke on me. I went back to town, Micanopy. I went in there and I had white pants, put on a white shirt. I was going uptown to tend to some, going to the banks and around to tend some important business, you know, into the courthouse. And I dressed, got up there, and I stand around close, untying the tailgate, you know, take it out there. I told him, I said, this calf hasn't moved. I haven't seen it move since I rode it. I said, it's the best thing I've ever hauled in my life. Of course, it messed up the body of the truck, you know. Just I stuck my head down to the tire, the last thing run about this close to the truck, you know, and his feet about that close, he just says, slam right away with his foot. And hit that, it hit me right in the face. Ooh. That instead of it hit me in the face, that drop just flew on me, and I looked like a spanking kid. That calf hadn't moved. And I said right then, I'd never drag on another one.
Now, it didn't kick you.
No, it hit the tailgate right there, but it, you know where it,
you
it
mean
messed up. I looked like my face went all in my face and all over me and my pants from down to my shoes. And just splattered me with it. You see, it had been eating, it's a young calf, and it just kept thinner up just to splatter you real good.
And you was squatting down there where I could get to you.
Didn't, I thought it wouldn't even move, you know, and I tell him, bragging on him, tell him, just about time I said it had moved since I'd loaded it up, let it up in there. And I said, I just let it up in there, of course I'd feed for the follow up in there. I talked to it and he come around up and walk right up the tail, gave wide a picture of my shoe, so I lay down. But I don't care for telling these things when it's a good joke on me. I'll tell you a little coon hunt one night about that. It won't take me a minute. I won't take too much of your time.
You take 2 minutes, Mr. Weaver. Don't you ever get in a hurry over here.
So that there's some boys out in town during the first season. I didn't get the coon hunting, but I had two good coon dogs.
And now that's when you first come down.
No, that was about back in the 20s.
Yeah.
About 5 or 6 years after, 7 or 8 years, I reckon. More.
You come in 23?
21.
21.
So that I went ahead and I told him, I said, boys, I got to go out down there to Lucius Martin and pick up purse tonight. Out there at the Black Place, just about a half mile from Micanopy, going up towards Payne's Prairie. I said, right down around out there around Bayhead, I turned the dogs loose and they would have a coon tree the time I'd go and by pick up his furs and come back.
Over whose?
Lucius Martin's. He don't live out there. He's dead, been dead a long time. He's a colored man. But he went ahead, they went ahead, and when I let the dogs hit the ground, they must have winded that coon. They pulled out right down now, right at the edge, about 200 or 300 yards, And they were hit right on top of a coon. And they was running around there, and I couldn't hardly leave. They was running so good. And I had three puppies, about 6 months old, right in there. And so I told them, I said, boy, I said, wait a minute. They're running to you. Wait a minute, Dad. They want me to wait and stay with them, you know. I said, I've got to go out there and back. I said, wait, they're running. They're going to catch it or treat one. And just as I went on about a half mile up out of my car, going up there, of course, it's just old road, country roads, you see. So that when I stopped at his house, I heard my old dog barking tree. And I told him, I said, Lucius, I'm kind of in a hurry. I said, get your fur and let me pay you for him. And I says, I dropped my dog back down there. And he says, the boys down there staying with them, and they don't know how to hunt and keep up with them. I said, they just love to run right into those beds when they don't do that, go around them. I knew where it was, you see. When I got back down there, the dog was out to one edge on the other side, the bed, tree, and these boys trying to go right straight through it. And you couldn't get to that.
Oh,
and there's climbing logs and trees and everything.
Quarter of a mile?
But yeah, it's about as nearly as that far. About, well, I guess it'd be, say, 300 yards anyway.
Yeah.
Well, so that it's across there. Well, it may have been a little farther out from where they started from. So that they're about the middle of it. Well, I turned and called him. I said, come on back. No, I said, we're getting too close to the dog. I said, well, I'm going to drive back around there and go down. I can walk down the railroad right where my dog's tree at. Well, I got out there and she heard me coming. She'd come to me. She'd come to me and then, oh, she'd wrap and she wanted me to go. And she'd take me to try to show me right where that coon was. And I kept on. It's a lot bad. I didn't have to go very far about for me at your barn down there. But it's thick. And she came back three times to get me to show me the way to get in there. She's our article as fast as she did, you know. So that I got out there, and I'll tell you, it took the boy nearly an hour to get on to there to me. And I had a shotgun, and it's up a long pine, and the moon was shining that night. I told the boys, I says, if they did get that, I'll begin. I says, he won't shine his eyes in the moon shining. You just can't shine one die, he won't look at it. So did.
Hello? Yeah. Okay, she left me. She left me.
But,
talking about the Weaver?
Well, that moon, can't see the eye?
He won't shine.
Right.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So I shot up by two or three times all around, and I had to show killed them the first shot, and when I couldn't see them, just accidentally shoot them, you know.
Uh-huh.
I shot up there, and I had about five or six shields, and I shot every one of them up.
Oh.
And the last one, I hadn't hit the coon. If it did, I couldn't tell if I'd ever hit him.
Uh-huh.
I said, boy, I'm going to get right under and I'm going to shoot right straight up at that coon. Right up the tree, and maybe I'll hit him that way. I've got one more shell. I had my face looking in the room and shot straight up right on the tree, right out at the tree. When I shot, you know, something hit me in the face. I said, boy, I hit him. I says, blood hit me in the face. And they didn't read between lines. It wasn't blood. It seemed I wasn't telling about
it. Is that right? Oh! Is that right?
So I never would tell the boy, and he would come back to town, and everybody seemed to kid me about it, you know. So that I went on, you know, and I said, now, listen, I hit him. Now, when he gets sick, he's going to come out of there. But I'll go back up there to Lucius's house and see if he's got any shotgun shells, and I'll come back, and you hold this old dog right here, because when he falls out, if he gets sick, he's going to fall out. He's coming out of that tree if you hit one. And when I got to Lucius's house to get the shells, see if he had any shells, he said, yeah, he had some 12-gauge shells. And he went in the house to get them, you know. And about that time, the dog quit barking. And I knew what had happened.
Yeah.
When they did, the coon had fell out and they caught it. And I said, now you all let this old dog fight that coon. He must be a big one. And fight him and get him down good. And after he gets him down, the coon nearly dead, catch her and pull her off and just let those puppies finish killing him and that'll make good fighters out of him.
Yeah.
Well, they did that and they had the coon treated and had it up on the bush and there's all Ryan trying to get back up to it, you know, they're already dead, you know, when I got back. Well, I got about it. He said he had plenty of shells and he let me out five. And so when I got back, it was them dead, you see.
That's pretty good.
I said about buying a new hat at the house one day. I bought a new hat and I was walking around the house there and I paid about $7 or $8 for it. And I felt something hit on my hat.
Mm-hmm.
And said, well, that sounded like a bird done that. I pulled off the hat and just at the time I did it, it hit me right in the and it was a bird. It messed my hat up, my head, and I had to go and take a shampoo. Let me go.
Wait a minute, Mr. Weaver.
Well,
I got something to bring up, Chris.
Now,
you can stand up if you want to. this boy over there in Meganope, where Patterson gets his hair cut, I told him, I knew it'd be hard on people like that. So I jumped him. I said, Patterson, you're going to get in jail and get that fellow in jail, too. Well, he had it answered right ready for me. He says, as long as you're outside in the open, nobody cares. It's when you go inside. Now, did you ever hear that?
Well, they'll let them, see, the Negroes is always, but if they open up a place, they've got to fix it and power running water and everything. If they open up a barbershop.
Yeah.
But when you let a white person do that, and he'll pay for it.
You mean outdoors?
Yeah, anywhere if they catch it.
Anywhere
if they catch it. See, they ain't hard on the Negroes like they are the white people. See,
is that it?
Yeah, you see, that law didn't apply to the colored people. It applied just to white people.
Yeah.
But if they open up a barbershop now they
sure.
and go to barber college,
sure.
then they have to.
Sure.
But before he's been cutting how long time, he's an old person. And after you get 65 years old, they're not supposed to be hard on them.
Yeah.
And I don't guess it could bother me. But I try to be careful, you know, and be nice about it, and I don't want them to have to come get on to me.
Yeah.
So that they could do it though, because they have, and the law may read this way. I may get by on account of a resident of the state. I've been here lawn barbers a long time here.
Yeah.
Now then, there may be a clause, and now I get by that.
Yeah.
I know that has a lot to do with it. Now, if I'd come from some other state in here, I know they could burn me up.
I've run across any number of people who cut their children's hair.
Well, you
they
can do
can
that.
Have one, two, three, four, yeah. five children, and the daddy cuts it, or the mama cuts them.
If I was living in here, the house, you and you had a dozen staying here, I could cut it, and it wouldn't bother. They couldn't bother me.
Is that right?
That's the law. But I'm not supposed to cut for someone else.
Yeah.
And charging doesn't make any difference. I never charge. I just let them go ahead and they give me what they want.
Yeah.
Want to, and just like that, you see. But charging wouldn't make any difference. But now they may change that law and get see, some of them are going to college now. Well, these go to college, they're going to try to make these others quit just like they do me.
Sure.
And they may tighten down on them, make them have to fix them a place.
Yeah.
I know that. I did a little work for one. I went around and showed them how to do some things here not too long ago.
Yeah.
And he hadn't opened his place up yet, and he's fixing his up, but he went to barber college.
Yeah.
They're more likely to make him. But he's